Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I got some fruit snacks stuck in my teeth. That's how hungry I was.
Starving.
I had to eat some fruit snacks. I usually don't like gummy things. But those little fruit snacks, those Mott's, they're pretty good. Alexis is not here today. She's got tire problems. She's tired of her tires. Or that's what she said.
Tire problems.
Mm-hmm. She said, and then she sent a picture of a nail in the side of a tire. She didn't send us a picture of the tire and the nail and the car with a timestamp on it.
She did post a picture of herself in a tire store. Oh, well, best we can tell, it's a picture of some short legs in a tire store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
From what year, though? That's the thing.
Again, don't know.
She needs to be holding up a newspaper from today. But, I mean, I don't think that is the reason, though, that we've had so much fun and so much more of a relaxed show today or anything.
That show was hot today.
On the regular old morning show. I don't think it had anything to do with it.
No.
That show was so good, it makes me wonder why we're still here. I'm in need of a nap at the end of this week.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'm gonna get a nap today if I can.
What time is nap time? I feel like if you go past 3 p.m., really 2:30, nap is out of the question.
If it's too late to take a nap at that point. Yeah.
Too late to start.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe.
But you can start and go and wake up past that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially on a Friday.
That's if you're talking about, Riggins, if you're trying to take a nap, not if you just fall asleep sitting in a chair or something. You probably don't ever do that.
That's never happened. But
you get in the bed, planned nap if you don't take a nap.
Yeah.
I feel that puts a little too much pressure on me.
It does.
Because then I'll just lie there and think, all right, I'm taking a nap. All right, nap. Let's go. Let's do it. And then I'm saying, all right, I'm awake. Come on. Take a nap. Take a nap.
Man, if I get in the bed, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The vast majority of my naps come, like, I'm sitting on the couch or I doze off in the chair or something like
sitting
that.
Sitting up?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I don't lay down. Like, if I took probably a 20-minute nap the other day because I had sat on the bed and was looking at something on my phone. It's like, I'm just going to sit here for a minute, and I'd get up, and the dog was sitting there, and I woke up, and I'd kind of slumped over against the pillow and woke up. It had been like 15, 20 minutes. I had to get up and get busy doing something.
Yeah, I always seem to fall asleep right before we're about to go somewhere.
Really?
You know, if I get ready to go before the other people,
yeah,
I'll sit down, and then I'll find myself dozing off, and that's when Jody's like, all right, come on. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go now.
Mm. Yeah, I think last Friday was the last, I mean, obviously it was the last time, but it had been a long, long time since I came home and just said, okay, I'm going to take a nap today.
Mm-hmm.
And went and took a nap.
Well, and then if things happen where I'm upstairs wanting to take a nap on the puffy couch, but I end up not being able to, or...
Yeah,
I'll come downstairs, but I'll keep trying for a long time, and I'll watch TV and hoping to doze off. But Jody will always go, yeah, I mean, if you turn off that TV and get your head out of that crime, you'd be able to take a nap.
Get your head out of that crime.
That's what it says. Get your head out of that crime. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's not it. But if I'm on the verge of falling asleep, like I'm just dozing off and something happens that kind of lightly, even lightly startles me awake,
yeah,
then I'm not, if it's nighttime or nap time, I'm not going back to sleep. And so my TV room is right over the garage. So a lot of times if I'm dozing off, somebody will come home and open the garage.
Yeah.
And when they do, it's like the whole floor of that room is shaking. It'll go.
Our bedroom is right over the garage. When I got home last night, I had those ice chests with water and stuff in it. And I park out on the street, and I was going, I need to remember to loop back around, and I was going to put everything in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, because it was a little after, it was like 10:15. Right at 10, I guess. And I know Amanda's asleep. And if I hit that button on that garage door, that dog's going to immediately, then she'll be awake. Like, this, yeah. No, I'll just handle it in the morning.
Oh, man. When I was at home last weekend or whatever, my dad got up to go play softball or something early. Like, it was 6:30 or something. And I noticed my mom's bedroom door was closed, which was odd. They never sleep with their doors open. I mean, with their doors closed. And my mom, the first thing she says when she comes out into the living room, she goes, I heard you this morning with the ice. Talking to my dad. Yeah. So I guess he had just like gone to get a cup of ice to put tea in or something. But that was the first thing that came out of her mouth in the morning. I heard you with the ice. Like, so he actually went over to her door, closed her door, and then decided to use the ice maker on the refrigerator. It's like, Dad, you went through all that. Can't you just go in and quietly get a couple ice cubes out? She was pissed.
Yeah, because then it hits.
So he tried to do the right thing. I feel bad for him.
See, he tried to do the right thing.
He tried to do, but he also kind of dumb. It's like, well, then you did that. Use the ice maker. It's like, just reach in the door and get it out. So as much as I feel bad for him because she's dogging him out, it's like, well, Dad, you could have been a little.
But she's dogging him out over ice.
Oh, she's dogging him out over because tomatoes and trail. Well, yeah. But then he, you know, yeah, again, he did the same thing about the trail mix. So I don't know. They're just at each other.
But I'm one of those that even if you did wake me, I'm not going to say that you did because I don't want to. Oh, I'm sorry. Did the garage door wake you up? No. So I just couldn't sleep, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like Jody will say. Now, I'm not griping or anything, but when you leave in the morning, can you make sure that you, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which I don't care. It's fine. Because, I mean, just the way it is. You know, most people aren't as nice as I am.
Well, that's probably true.
I think we've established that fact a long time ago.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that I think I have the loudest garage in the world. It's that initial, that.
Yeah.
Because that's what comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
This is like all of a sudden an earthquake hits.
An earthquake?
Yeah. And that initial sound, because, you know, I get startled easily anyway.
Yeah.
I'm easy to startle, as they say. I don't know why that is. Because I'm not a cowardly person or anything.
Yeah.
I'm jumpy, though. Shifty and jumpy. That's why I wince so violently, I guess, whenever Rob busts out with something really loud, like a laugh, or he starts yelling out of nowhere. I don't like it. You think that comes from living in a house where there was nothing but yelling all the time?
Yeah, I think a lot of it does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Midwest thing, I think.
My being so against loud, sudden loud noises and stuff, because probably my parents fought
as a kid. You knew when there was a loud noise, I would assume it yelling, you know, here we go, it's scared, freaking me out.
Yeah, but yeah, Rob's family's off from Michigan and all that. You saying that's why he's loud?
Yeah, I think it's
just Midwest people are loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then so are Northeastern people.
Yeah,
you know, New York and all, they're very loud, and Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I always attribute that to they think that whatever they're saying is so important, they want everybody else to hear it.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. From New York.
Well, they people in New York think that, you know, that's the only city. There are no other cities. Right. If you're not from New York, you're not shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from New York. Okay.
All right. Well, you need to take a shower. That dirty city off of you. They're fleeing that, though, like a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
Fleeing that New York.
A lot of wealthy people are leaving New York.
Yeah. But you know, don't come down here voting the same way you did. It messed it up there.
Yeah. I saw the residents of Montana are feeling it because that's like one place where wealthy New Yorkers are moving. Montana. And you're just like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like they have to escape that whatever raggedy big city that they're not, you know, living up to their, you know, the lifestyle that they want or whatever because of, you know, state oppression. And they go to another place where they can live in peace and harmony and all that. And the first thing they say when they get out of the car is, you know what you need to do?
Yeah. Dude, you don't get it at all.
Yeah.
You don't get it at all.
You know what you need to do? You need this and this and this. Yeah. I got to run for office now.
Yeah. Perfect.
But I don't know how much 4th of July weekend activities I'm going to be able to fully enjoy being, you know, when you got a sinus infection or a cold or something in the summer, it really kicks your ass.
Yeah,
more just, so than the winter.
It will suck the life out of you.
Mm-hmm. I've already lost my tan from being in Florida. What?
That's terrible.
I know. It's awful.
Your congestion took your tan away.
I haven't been able to go out in the heat this week to maintain the tan.
Would you go lay out in the backyard? Like on a chaise lounge?
No, you wouldn't
do that.
No. I would drive out to the state park with a beach chair and put it in the bed of my truck and sit up out there.
Oh, stay in the bed of your truck? In the chair? That's a scene.
Yeah, because I'm a little too sophisticated to just say lay out in a lounger in the backyard.
Come on,
I'd rather Riggins. Be in the back of my truck.
How's he going to get tan?
Yeah. I have done that at the state park before. They got a beach area out there by the lake. And I think it costs like $1.25 or something to go swim in the water out there on the beach. But you can go sit on the beach area free. Mm. But if you go in the water, you got to pay the swimming fee.
Do they have somebody out there collecting money?
That's what I do.
They do.
Yeah.
So somebody waits. Once you hit the water, they're like, I need to get your $1.25 swim fee.
Yeah, something like that.
That job would suck.
Well, there's a lifeguard out there.
Yeah.
And then when you walk out to the area where the water is, it's almost like they have stadium seating kind of. And you got to walk through the gate, and the gate is a little booth where they take up money and they sell chips and stuff.
Oh, okay. So they're paying for the lifeguard and the facility.
Yeah,
sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, people picnic out there. And but it was there were more people than I wanted to be out there. The one day I went and investigated it, really? So yeah, I had to get up out of there.
I know. I want to use that company, Swimply, where you can rent people's pools and backyards for per hour. And it's like $30 or $40 for a lot of them. You get somebody's private pool and their access to their bathrooms. And
they are there. They may or may not be there.
They may or may not be there.
Okay. I don't rent anybody's house. I'm swimming in their pool and they're staring at me out the window watching what's going on. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would do it if they were going to be home.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You probably don't have any interaction with them.
Yeah,
I would try to. I try to.
I just feel like they're inside and they're probably watching me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like that. They'd just be creeping.
Stop looking at me.
Right, don't look at me. I'm swimming in your pool. I paid for it. Leave me alone.
Well, they're like, well, can you stop screaming cannonball every time you jump?
Put on a swimsuit, you know, please, sir.
You
know,
the worst thing you can do to Ace, and we are, it was reinforced this week, is mock him. Yeah. You mock me.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/acetj. That's expressvpn.com/acetj to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/acetj right now to learn more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! Ooh, y'all nasty.
Hey, you want to hear a funny story from yesterday's Share Funny Podcast?
Sure.
Michael, the intern, is on vacation with his girlfriend and her family.
Oh, yeah.
And they're Mormon. Mm-hmm. Except for her dad is there, and he's kind of not as Mormon, so to speak. But anyway, he said he was being very cautious. See, I turned into the Facebook Live one-star strip club reviews yesterday. Everybody was still getting ready to go to the beach. I had it on in my room, but my girlfriend needed help with something in another room, so I walked across the hall, leaving my door open. Didn't think anything of it. And suddenly Riggin's voice echoed throughout the house. This is one of the last whorehouses in Rockford where you can grab the women's asses and cooter for a dollar.
My boy, what are you listening
to? My girlfriend ran to my room trying to shut my phone off. He goes, I was dying laughing. No one else thought it was funny.
I bet not. Yeah. That was pretty gross. Uh-huh. Sorry, bud.
But yeah, well, maybe at that time they were all still kind of groggy because, you know, they don't have caffeine to wake up.
It's true.
So maybe that time of the morning they may have still been a little groggy.
Valid point.
It's true. Man, that would be wild. Whole Mormon family.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they even took them with them.
He said, I think it's his girl. If I remember the story, his girlfriend's dad and then one of his brothers are kind of not as much a part of it anymore. So they gave him money to go to the store to get beer. And he said as he was coming out of the store with beer for them that he was told to bring around to the back or whatever, two of the ladies pulled up to the store to get something. He said, and there he was standing there holding beer, and they just looked at him like they were so disappointed. He goes, and now they're disappointed in me. And he said he was telling his girlfriend dad, he was like, oh, it's better you than I don't want to hear about it. That's why we sent you to the store anyway.
Damn. I was gonna say that I hope he's not letting them listen this morning. Or you just busted him, but he was already busted.
Already busted.
Yeah. All right, well, at least he got a free beach trip out of the deal.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to go to the beach without beer.
No, I definitely would not.
As much as I love the beach, that's part of the beach to me.
Ice cold beer.
Yeah. And even if you're at a beach that doesn't allow alcohol, I mean, when you come in, there's, you know, beer in the house.
Sure. You get away from the family, rip the jewel a couple times, and then you go back out there with some beers.
Speaking of, Riggins, is this new thing with the jewel restrictions and all, is that messing with you?
No, because I don't use the jewel anymore.
Right.
But
that's just jewel brand that they're banning?
Yeah, that's the one they went after because that one was the one that became popular because they had the flavors available for people getting off cigarettes. And I blame, I'm going to say something very controversial, I blame those huge cloud blowers for making it so obvious. The whole point of having a vape is that you didn't stink like it. Uh-huh. You weren't outside in front of the bar smoking your cigarette. It was... you could be more, what's the word, undercover about it. It wasn't as obvious. It wasn't out in the open. It was more subtle.
Down low.
Now you got these guys. You're blowing these huge. Just be cool. If you were just cool about it, this would have never happened.
And the big vape oftentimes is the size of a small umbrella.
It's enormous, and now no one's doing it. They were doing the competitions where they were blowing the clouds. Now who do you see blowing those huge cloud vapors? Not a lot of people. I am so pissed about it because I love that jewel. It helped me and a lot of people get off smoking cigarettes, and then they took it away because it became such like a...
So the vape is still available.
Yeah, so the thing they're restricting are I believe the pre-filled jewel pods only, and the jewel system itself. So now the e-liquids, the ones that you fill yourself, you can still purchase those, but it was jewel because they claimed that it made it easier for people to get their hands on this kind of stuff, but it's still...
Man, targeting one company like that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was just the one company.
And now what are those people that relied on the jewel to get off cigarettes, what are they going to do?
Smoke.
They're going to go right back to cigarettes, which they get tax money on.
Right.
You know, it's...
That's the first thing I said. It's so shady. They can't tax it enough. That's why they're going against it in D.C.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because... they say, well, we don't know the damage that this jewel does. You know, the data is not in and studies. And all right, okay, well, you know what cigarettes do to people.
Yeah, right.
So why aren't you banning that?
Yeah.
But they're not banning that because they make so much money off of the taxes.
Yeah, that's my thing. If cigarettes are so bad and so evil, why don't we just get rid of them?
So stop acting like you care about people or like it's about public health.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all just a bunch of damn liars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Juul was crazy. It was so good, too.
I think that'll end up at the Supreme Court.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't target just one company.
If I were the Juul company, hell yeah, I'd want to fight that.
Yeah. They were getting sued left and right, and I don't even know who owns Juul. It might be a tobacco company now, but it was crazy.
Sued for what?
They were getting sued for, I forget, it was some parent group. They were suing them for, I don't know, making it easier for kids to get their hands on them,
but what was the damage?
How was that? Yeah, I don't know. And how is that the company's responsibility? They're not selling them to kids. If you buy them online, you have to do the show your ID. They verify your ID, and then it's the stores that are selling the pods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not the company that's selling them.
But again, though, are there a lot of cases of people being sick from or dying from the use of the vape?
No, the vape illnesses I've seen. All contained the stories about vape illnesses all contained some sort of THC or whatever that chemical compound is, cannabinoid.
Yeah.
Inside I've never seen any vape illness stories about the Juul and things like that.
Yeah, they had a lot of lawsuits. Wow.
Yeah.
As of a year ago, 2,339 Juul lawsuits around the United States. Most claim Juul's marketing targets minors, and the company denies it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because minors buy it doesn't mean they're marketing for it.
No.
Yeah, well, they did the same thing with the cigarette companies, like Joe Camel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said just because that was animated, a cartoon, that it was coming after kids.
Yeah, it sucks. I love
they just Juul. Don't want people to be cool, man.
Hell no.
That's the
all
thing.
It is. That's that the government is against people being cool.
A bunch of nerds got some power, and now they don't want anybody to look cool anymore.
Oh, man. Bunch of damn dweebs. Got thrown in the lockers by, you know, the cool kids that smoked in school.
They've taken cigarettes.
And now they done gone out and they got a damn egghead degree and they're in the damn Congress. And now it's revenge time on all things that's cool. Bunch of damn brainiacs.
There was a couple outside our live event a couple weeks ago. She was vaping, he was smoking cigarettes, and I said, "Oh, you're not on the vape thing yet?" And he goes, "No, I tried it for a little bit, but I'm back on cigarettes." I said, "Oh, what do you smoke?" He's like, "Marlboro Lights. You want one?" And that was the first time that I have encountered somebody that offered me a cigarette, and I went, "Ooh," because that was my cigarette. Yeah. Like, that's what I love. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh no!" And she laid into it. She said, "Don't do that."
How long has it been since you've had a cigarette?
It's 2017.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
And all that time, nobody's offered you one.
No.
Well, you didn't talk to anybody.
Well, that's true.
Much less be around somebody who smokes.
You don't see a lot of people smoking, number one.
That's true.
You just don't see it. No one's offered. And I certainly wouldn't ask, like, "Hey, can I get one?"
Yeah.
You know. But, gosh, it was tough.
But I quit smoking Marlboro Lights 22 years ago. And just yesterday, I was walking into the grocery store, and there was an employee, or as my father-in-law says, employee, sitting out by the door on a little bench next to the ashtray, smoking a cigarette on their break. And when I walked by there, I thought, "Oh my God, that smells so good." To this day,
yeah,
22 years later, there are moments when I would just fall out with joy to have a cigarette.
Oh yeah, they're so good.
Because it's so effing cool, man.
Yeah, man.
No, it's not cool.
Oh,
but that's just how strong that addiction is.
Yeah,
to cigarettes.
Yeah,
it's like I told you. My dad told me not long before he died. He died in what, 2012? Yeah, it was. Yeah, and so probably around maybe about the same amount of time, TJ. He was probably around 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. He quit smoking in the summer of 85 when he had a heart attack. And he was telling me, I don't know how it came up. And he said, oh, man, he said, if I'm someplace, he goes two times after a good meal, I would love to have a cigarette and a cup of coffee, because that's how he finished off every meal that he really enjoyed. And then he said anytime he was walking and smelled a cigarette or walked past somebody smoking, he said, you're just like, ooh, just take that in for a minute. I remember that smell.
A strong Starbucks venti black coffee and a cigarette will send you into another dimension on an empty stomach. I mean, your soul will leave your body.
Sounds like you'd feel terrible.
No, it's incredible. I mean, it's euphoric. It truly is. I mean, you're essentially having two drugs at one time, caffeine and nicotine, and it is just, yeah, explosive.
Yeah, but
I think that would make me vomit.
They're just those fleeting moments, though. And then the rest of the time, like if I walked into a room that people had been smoking cigarettes in, they're like, oh, yeah. I couldn't stay in it.
No.
Or if I got into somebody's car that smokes in the car, I wouldn't be able to ride from here across the street with them without it. And then you feel like you smell like it and all. Mm-hmm. That, Riggins, you remember that? That feeling that you would get smoking a cigarette in the blazing hot sun?
Yeah.
It's like who would want to sit there in the sun with a hot, burning device in their mouth sucking smoke?
Yeah,
feels hot. Yeah. It feels
and
hotter.
Then, like so, then yeah. And you would also, when you go to flick the ashes, you'd see it looked like it had you know, those little dookie stains up
veins.
Yeah,
like brown veins running through it.
So disgusting. But you still did it because you had to. You were addicted to it, and whether it was hot outside or not, you still had to have the thing.
Yep.
But yeah, it was and I'm gonna go get one in a minute.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
So, I saw this on the internet. I can't remember which news site it was on. But it was a video that showed these jet skis racing on a lake. It was kind of like one of those scenes from the setting looked like Ozark, you know, when they show them out on the lake and everything.
Yep.
But these jet skis were just going full blast racing each other, and they start heading toward the bank, and neither one of them slows down. They just keep going, and they run up onto the bank of the lake, through these people's yards, and right into their living room. They had big glass looking out onto the lake and everything, crashed through there, tore up, I mean, a carpet is just everywhere, and the walls are damaged. Jet skis crashed into the opposite wall. And then all of a sudden, I hear them. Somebody says, "All right, hey, get your phone out." And so they get their phone out, and he says, now punch in there, acetj.com/Paul Davis. That's who we need. Come fix our house.
My dumb ass is over here Googling jet skis in the living room.
I'm like, this is the craziest thing
I've ever heard. I know, I've already, but I did find the top seven jet ski accidents. Yeah.
So, if jet skis come crashing into your living room, messing up stuff, that's when you call Paul Davis Restoration. They come in, first of all, get those jet skis out of there, and then they'll begin their cleanup process, and then they'll begin their repair and restore process. And when they leave, that house will be exactly the way it was before a jet ski even came within eyesight of it. You wouldn't even be able to tell a jet ski had been into that living room when Paul Davis gets finished with it. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis whenever you need them. When you need them, they'll be there. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Were you doing the same thing? I already hit YouTube. I was looking for it.
Yeah, you knew Ace wanted to see that video.
Heck yeah.
Like, some bitches coming out of the water.
Yeah.
Damn water.
They went through the backyard into the living room. What the hell?
It's good. That was pretty good.
Thanks. and that's another thing, Riggins, that reminded me. Ace used to even say something about this. I used to get sinus infections and you know, bronchitis and walking pneumonia, all that stuff, a lot more than I do now. I don't think I've had this is the first type of thing like I've had like that in probably a year. And it's usually maybe once a year that I have, except for when I had the COVID. That kind of threw the rotation off. But I kicked COVID's ass. I mean, just kicked it.
I mean,
square in its Fauci ass.
Whoop COVID's ass. What can you say? Whooped its
you
ass.
You can't say like
what?
A dog now.
Say like a dog, like a redheaded stepchild. Like none of that stuff you can really say.
But
get the idea.
Yeah.
But I would be like, you know, sounding like I am now, except even, you know, wheezing and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would go out during the show and the commercials and the songs and smoke when I was a smoker. And they used to go, how do you do that? You know you shouldn't be smoking while you're sick like that. But I hated it.
Yeah,
I wasn't enjoying it when I was out there doing it. I just had to. Mm-hmm. I had to do it.
Did you ever? You never smoked where you're living now, did you?
No. Okay. No, that's what made me stop, because I was like, oh, I can't just like go out on the patio and smoke anymore. It's like a no smoking building, not even on the balconies and stuff. And I went, oh, that means I'm going to have to go like two elevators to go have a cigarette. People do it, but it's like, oh, you've become a slave to the stogie.
Exactly.
So I just had to make a change. Mm-hmm. And it was right then that I saw somebody on YouTube using a Juul. And I was like, what is that? I looked it up and I was like, I wasn't the first person to have a Juul, but I was definitely the first person I knew.
Yeah, I had never seen one.
You were the first person I ever saw with them.
Yeah.
Right at the very beginning of the whole thing.
It was perfect. And it was strong. You got the same satisfaction as you get out of a cigarette. And yeah, it's great.
But the first, if I'm not mistaken, the first vape things were, they were called Blue something.
Yeah, Blue e-cigs.
The e-cigs.
Yeah, I think Philip Morris or somebody, you know, one of the big companies owns that.
It was a black. It looked like a cigarette.
Yeah, and it would light up blue at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, and you could get those, but the taste was awful, and it didn't have the same lung hit. Mm-hmm. It sounds awful, but.
But I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh talk about using those things during his show when they first came out. And then he wasn't advertising them, but he was just sharing the information because it was new. And that there was one that he used to talk about tastes like apples.
Now, if you watch carefully, Sean Hannity, who's on Fox News, he'll be talking to a guest, and all of a sudden he'll raise his hands above where the camera is, and he's got the Juul in his hand.
Really?
I mean, you can see it if you freeze frame. You're like, oh, he's holding a Juul. And there's videos that have surfaced on YouTube of him, like, during commercial breaks and the camera accidentally cuts back. He'll be ripping on it on the set. Huh. So he's really upset about the Juul band.
But I don't know. I didn't know he was a smoker to begin with during cigarette time. I don't know if he was, but that would seem like that he would have been a cigarette smoker.
There's a great video of him. The camera comes back on. He's got his readers on, and he's ripping the Juul. And they're like, Sean, you're on. Whips the glasses off, blows the smoke away, and goes back. It's pretty funny. But he's holding on to it.
Let's not forget, though, it would make sense that Sean Hannity would be a smoker because he started out in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he's got a big radio show now, but a lot of people think the radio show came from as a spinoff of his Fox TV stuff, but the radio was first. He worked at the same radio company that we did in Huntsville, Alabama. That's where he met his wife when he worked there.
And I don't know how long he's been smoking, but, you know, he got a divorce. What is it? Earlier, he's been divorced for about a year. They were separated for a few years before that. That's enough to make you start smoking, right?
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
Hell yes.
Oh,
is.
I didn't know. I didn't know he was divorced.
Yeah. They've been married for more than 20 years. They've been separated for several years before they legally ended their marriage. Oh. It was announced earlier this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here, watch this video.
Right. No, they divorced in 2020. I'm sorry. So that's when they got divorced. They'd been separated for a few years before that.
So they're coming back from commercial, and Sean Hannity's like clearly reading something, and he's ripping the Juul in his mouth, and they're like, Sean, you're on. What? And then he's like still trying.
His glasses are crooked.
Cockeyed. It's like the best. It's the best like surprise take ever.
I mean, he just snatches that thing out of his mouth.
He's got the smoke on. It's a great clip. So yeah, he's upset about it too. Oh man,
I can't believe they can target one company like that.
I know.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was more of a across the board product removal kind of thing.
They'll probably go after the rest of them too, because there's a lot of imitators, clones of them. They're just not as good.
Don't the Gen Z kids make fun of the big Juul? I mean, the big vape things, don't they make fun of those?
Yeah,
you know, blowing clouds and stuff. Like the ones that look like it's a big battery that you're holding on to and all that.
Yeah, it's because it's dumb. It's like you just want people to see you doing that. That's the whole idea of like blowing a huge cloud. You want everybody's attention.
It's like the first time I saw that, I'll never forget. The guy was like in a little silver hopped up Corolla or something parked in front of me.
Yeah.
And enough smoke came out of there to think the damn Kiss concert's about to start. Yeah. It was a massive cloud. And when I pulled up alongside, I was like, what is going? And I pulled up alongside, and it like TJ said, it looked like he had a small umbrella or a battery or something.
Yeah.
And it's just everywhere.
I remember where I was the first time I heard the word vape used as a verb.
Yeah.
Because I thought, that's dumb shit. I was at Denny's one morning before work. I went, it's probably like 3 o'clock in the morning. And there was a guy working there, was griping to one of the other employees about, that place won't even let you vape. It's hard, you know, you got to check and make sure people can tell you, you know, where you can vape. I was like, is that what it's called now? Vape? Ugh.
Yeah.
But if it didn't have nicotine in it, if it's got good flavors that I like, I could do that. Just hit and it just give you the taste of apples or creme brulee or whatever. Yeah,
you can get the ones with no nicotine in them. And now they even sell, I've seen them on Instagram ads, calming vapes, where you basically vape like lavender and chamomile and things, and it's supposed to help you calm down.
Ace would do that if you could get Vicks vape pods.
Hell yeah.
He'd be sucking that in.
Right up my nose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nose vaping.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they haven't made that. Where you can vape something that would open up your sinuses.
Yeah, they should. Doctors would probably say, listen, that's just a bad idea. You're clogging.
Because, I mean, they take this stuff that they put in the middle of those, you know, those cough drops and all that have the mentholatum stuff in it for the vapor action that clears your head.
What was that cough drop you gave me the other day?
That was a, let's see. I have one in my pocket. Because I was thinking those Mucinex ones would be a lot stronger than that one, Ace. But then later to find out, it's stronger than the Mucinex. Ricola Dual Action.
Yeah, that thing blasted through my sinuses like it was no tomorrow. It was awesome.
One? Yeah, give me one.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that thing was like, suddenly you just go, woo, damn, hello.
The Mucinex will numb your tongue and all. Yeah. But these will blow your head off. Yeah. It's like eating a handful of Altoids.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait until you bite into that thing at the end.
And it's got syrup in it.
It's like, hello.
Yeah, that'll clean you out. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Woo! All right, you know, if you're trying to make a decision about style, you know, what your personal style is going to be, like maybe you haven't decided to go all the way bald, you know, with a look in the undercarriage area. Maybe you just need a trim. Maybe you just want to want a buzz cut down there or something. Manscaped can handle both of those things. You know, if you want to be smooth or if you want to be a little bit scruffy, Manscaped can handle both jobs. The Lawnmower 4.0, that's the electric trimmer that cuts down on the grooming accidents. You know, you can even use it on the loose skin if your skin's loose. As appetizing as the term loose skin is, you want to make sure that loose skin is looking its very best. So that's why they have that ceramic blade and advanced skin safe technology. Oh, also got the LED light on it, so you can cut the grass in the dark if you want to, which is always fun. You know, like when you forgot to do it, instead of having to strap a flashlight onto the lawnmower.
Yep.
It's got its own light.
Maybe you just realize you missed one little patch.
Yep.
Got to run back out there and get it real quick.
Also, the performance package has the weed whacker ear, hair, and nose trimmer. It's in case you want to trim off some of your nose. No. You've got nose pubes. Dude, do something about those nose pubes.
That's a good expression.
And it's got the the preserver deodorant and the reviver and the toner. It's got the bag that comes with the whole thing, the travel bag, and the underwears that are very, very nice. 20% off, as usual, it's 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code ACETJ at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ, 20% off and free shipping to get the summer cut you need.
There's a guy here named James who said, hey, do y'all have any tips on how to quit dipping Skol? I want to stop because of how much money it costs me a week. I've tried eating candy, sunflower seeds, and tried non-tobacco brands, but nothing worked, and the flavors of non-tobacco are nasty.
Yeah, my brother, I was just saying, that he does the Zins. That's how he got off Copenhagen. Zin, I think they're called Zins, but they're the pouches.
But it's still tobacco?
I don't know.
Oh. Is it like the patch for dipping or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, how's it spell?
It's either Z-E-N or Zen.
So yeah, check into that, James. Zins.
Zins. Yeah, he swears by him.
No, you don't see much anymore that you see a lot of when we were kids. That's people smoking. I'm not smoking. People chewing full-on tobacco.
No.
I'm sure TJ did too. I saw that a lot when I was a kid.
Sure.
There were a lot of it. Red Man and, you know, all that kind of stuff. The guys, I had an uncle that chewed tobacco. He was a farmer, and he chewed Red Man all the time. Constantly. Yeah,
my grandfather did.
Yeah, and I always thought
Levi Garrett.
Yeah, Levi Garrett, brown pouch, red and black lettering, or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't ever see that anymore.
I mean, when he chewed, you say, "Well, it's chewing tobacco," and they just put it in their jaw and suck on it and spit or whatever. He chewed it like gum.
Yeah,
I mean, be chomping on it nonstop, spitting in a cup, watching TV.
Yeah. That's one of the best scenes in Sandlot when all like they're in like, you know, Little League basically, and they're all like, "We're gonna go to the fair tonight. We're gonna try some chewing tobacco," and then they get on the rides, and then they all just immediately throw up. Yeah, it's a no joke though.
But that's one of my favorite stories to illustrate how true to his word my grandfather was. He smoked cigarettes probably from the time he was, I think, literally in like fourth or fifth grade. He started smoking cigarettes because back then they didn't come out with the warnings and all of that stuff until the 60s, and this was way before the 60s. So once they came out with the warnings and everything, he quit. Like, I never knew him as a cigarette smoker. He quit way before I was born. And they said that's what happened. He smoked all that time, but as soon as that warning came out, he said, "I'm not smoking anymore. I'm not taking a chance." I'm
and he through switched with it. Chewing tobacco then?
And he started chewing tobacco, and he loved it. And he always said, yeah, I mean, they had been coming out with those stories about the Skol and all of that stuff causing lip cancer. He said, but they hadn't said anything about chewing tobacco yet. But if they say, you know, if they start talking about chewing tobacco that way, I'll stop. I'll put it down. That's what he always said. I'll put it down. And he finished because he would buy those big cartons of it, however many packs are in a carton. And he finished a pouch, and he was sitting there watching TV, playing with the empty pouch, rolling it up, about to go throw it away, and something caught his eye on it that he wasn't used to seeing. Put on his glasses and read it, and there was the first warning from the Surgeon General.
On the pouch.
On the pouch. And that is the last chew of tobacco he ever had.
And he was able to just stop after all those years.
Just put it down.
Wow. That's impressive. He could just stop when you went from cigarettes to chewing tobacco. So tobacco had been a part of his life for the vast majority of his life, and then to be able to just stop—that's impressive.
Yeah,
I know.
Takes a lot of willpower.
And I can't quit nothing. I can't put nothing down.
I can't quit you.
I'm on that. I'm still on that beer so bad. He used to say that to me about my brother. He would go, "Oh, my brother's name's Todd, and my name's Richie." And he would call us Toddy Boy and Richie Boy. And he'd say, "Hey, where you, Toddy Boy, what you doing?" And he would look at me and he'd go, "Man, oh, I wish Toddy Boy would put that old beer down." Not meaning the one he had in his hand, but just quit drinking
general,
beer. Yeah.
The habit.
He's still on that beer. He didn't put that beer down.
It's a dead end road.
Mm-hmm. I can't put it down, though. I can't put beer down, man. Mm-mm. Not in the summer, anyway.
Hell no.
It's so hot. I mean, I'm out here in these streets like a darned old whore, sweating. I need a cold beer. I'm walking these streets like a darned old whore.
Man, he was not a drinker?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. I told you when we, my grandmother came to visit us in Huntsville, Alabama, when we lived there, we took her to the Longhorn to eat dinner, and she was freaked out because she thought she was in a saloon.
A saloon.
Yeah, I've never been in a saloon, baby. She doesn't know that it's the theme. Yeah. I guess she doesn't hang out in bars and stuff. Yeah. So this is what this looks like a saloon to her because it's supposed to look like a saloon.
Waiting for a gunfight.
Yeah. Like, where's Marshall Dillon? Yeah.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.